Stories from the Palms. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners of this program, Lantern, thank you very much for joining us. The title of today's story is The Lesson from the Sun. One day, father of a wealthy family took his son on a trip to the country with the firm purpose of showing his son how poor people can be. They spent a couple of days and nights on the farm of what would be considered a very poor family. On their return from their trip, the father asked his son, "How was the trip?"
"It was great, Dad."
"Did you see how poor people can be?" the father asked.
"Oh, yes," said the son.
"So what did you learn from the trip?" asked the father. The son answered, "I saw that we have one dog and they had four. We have a pool that reaches to the middle of our garden and they have a creek that has no end. We have imported lanterns in our garden and they have the stars at night. We have a small piece of land to live on and they have fields that go beyond our sight. We have servants who serve us, but they serve others. We buy our food, but they grow theirs. We have walls around our property to protect us. They have friends to protect them." With this, the boy's father was speechless. Then his son added, "Thanks, Dad, for showing me how ungrateful we truly are." Yes, dear listeners, I hope you and all of us are also thankful for all the blessings we get every day.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or showing a sense of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, it must be indicated that we as human beings, we've been instructed not to be neglectful or indifferent to all the favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has had on us. One of the important moral traits, and quite a praiseworthy one, that everybody has been instructed to develop in him or herself is the sense of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ought to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in line with it and in its continuation, we've been instructed to be grateful to other people, to whoever who help us, Because of this, we find that being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in time of happiness or in time of comfort is quite usual. However, what's important and what makes it a kind of distinction is that if people would express the appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in time of misery, in time of calamity, in the time of receiving any mishap, according to certain Muslim experts on mysticism, whenever someone receives any calamity, they have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there could have been many other types of calamities or many other types of mishaps harsher by far than this one, but only this simple mishap occurred to us. Because of this, it's indicated that in the Holy Quran, it's indicated, quite repeatedly, that people have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of its important aspects is simply that in quite a large number of ethical poems, both in Persian and Arabic literature, we find that outstanding poets and outstanding mystics have instructed people to be thankful to God in all circumstances and in all conditions.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
In the Holy Quran, it's indicated regarding the Prophet Abraham that shakiran in this way, shakiran li an'umihi wa hadahu ila sirat mustaqim. Abraham was appreciative and had a profound sense of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the divine graces upon him, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to the right path. It was given, all these graces were given to the Prophet Abraham simply because he was really thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never pretended being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, what he did was all in praise of God and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all Abrahamic religions nowadays, we find that all of them, all followers of the Abrahamic religions, in the original and main instructions available in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, it's indicated that Abraham was a true Muslim, a true monotheist. He was really thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He appreciated the divine favors upon him and indicated it that he would never follow the path of polytheists and pagans. Because Abraham was living in a critical situation in which at that time monotheism and believing in the one and only God, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was regarded something quite non-canonical or not that much in vogue. Abraham did his best in order to prove that he was a true Muslim, a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of his steadfastness in his divine choice and in his selecting the divine path, he received the divine appreciation by being selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his divine prophet. And because of this, since Abraham was made a divine prophet, he started inviting people to the right path, because this is the job of prophets, to invite other people to the right path.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. في أمان الله.
أنا بذكر الله